It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mav.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mav.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, as promised, right to your phones here, the entire final hour here on Felger and Maz. Luke in Vermont with the Celtics thought. Hi, Luke.
Hi. Just quickly on Hayward, I think the reason his time in Boston has been a failure because he hasn't reached this ceiling. But to think that he's not much better than the reserves, there might be some reserves in the league that could give you that production, but Boston's reserves stink. They go as deep as Smart and maybe Rob Williams. That bench is terrible. Like, it's bad. Wanamaker, Williams, those guys are terrible. So even if Hayward's failing to meet his ceiling, he's still much better than those guys. But, Maz, yeah, you guys enjoyed that.
Go ahead, are you ready to admit
that Brown and Tatum are better than Embiid and Simmons?
Right now, yeah. Long term.
Oh, there it is. Luke, you did it.
Wow.
You did it. Wow, it's not easy.
First of all, Simmons is hurt and Embiid's a dog. But does that mean I think that they're going to be better than those two long term? I don't know yet.
Oh, Baz.
It kind of is what it is.
Oh,
Simmons isn't going to learn to shoot. Embiid's always going to be a dog. A coach in that town once said availability is the best ability, something like that. And Brown and Tatum are always available, and they're pretty good. I honestly think they might be the best young duo in basketball, period, but they're certainly better than Philly.
Okay, yes, thank you, Luke. Let's put the other duos to the side and just focus on the Philly thing, Maz. It's over. Just wave the white flag. It's over.
It's not over yet. You're way too early on that. It's not over yet. So, now again, right now, I'd take Tatum and Brown. Long term, I'm still not totally convinced.
Simmons is made out of glass. Embiid kind of is too, but he's a dog. Wave the white flag. You have to wave it.
No, I'm not waving the white flag. I'm not waving it.
Boy. The thing about Hayward, though, it's like, I'm just trying to be consistent. I mean, we laughed at all the green teamers talking about the depth of the Celtics, the Bridgie Celtics. We laughed. You know, we told them over and over again, the bench doesn't matter. The bench doesn't matter. The bench doesn't matter. You need three guys. It's all about the top three guys. And the rest are just sort of interchangeable pieces. We said that for years, and we threw it in their face. And now it's like they're not deep enough. That's not consistent. I'm not going to play that game, Maz. I am the Straight Talk Express, and I can be nothing but, you know, consistent. I've said that for years, so I'm going to continue to say it. It's not about the depth. And Hayward, unfortunately, it was just a depth piece on this team.
Yeah, but again, you're missing the point, is that in the long run, it is about the top three players. But the Celtics' top three players right now aren't one of the, you know, real elite. Well, so let me rephrase. Their best player is not their best player is not a top five player in the league.
It's getting there.
I didn't say it wasn't getting there. I'm saying right now. Right now, they need Hayward right now. Right now is when they need him.
Tony and Stoneham on the quarterback situation. Hi, Tony.
I got to tell you guys something. You guys are really entertaining. Let's not talk about Brady and no practices and everything. He won a Super Bowl with no practices. So let's get off that. Number two, of course he's got a problem with the playbook now. It's a new team. The thing is, I can't believe you're surprised that the guy that you had on is talking negatively about the receivers. That's what Brady had last year. That whole season, and Belichick pushed him out of here, one, by not playing Butler in the Super Bowl that they easily could have won, and two, giving him no receivers last year.
All right, so let's see. We'll see. Again, the early snapshot. I wish I had preseason so I could tell you what I saw. We're just going on what these guys have seen. But when Bob Soucy, really Mr. Patriot, I think in his spare time he dresses up like Pat Patriot and just sort of struts around the house. When he's telling you they're lackluster and I'm not seeing any separation out there and Ryan Izzo is your best tight end and he's best used as a blocker, he's telling you something. He's telling you something, and I'm willing to, you know, take his word for it on that. But you notice how Tony said we were entertaining? Not smart or right or insightful? Or
no, right. Like, well, I think the dumber, the more entertaining. I think it like sort of goes hand in hand.
Like but a clown?
Yeah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub. And now.
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listeners.
Felger and Mass.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mass.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, as promised, right to your phones here, the entire final hour here on Felger and Mass. Luke in Vermont with the Celtics thought. Hi, Luke.
Hi. Just quickly on Hayward, I think the reason his time in Boston has been a failure because he hasn't reached his ceiling. But to think that he's not much better than the reserves, there might be some reserves in the league that could give you that production, but Boston's reserves stink. They go as deep as Smart and maybe Rob Williams. That bench is terrible. Like, it's bad. Wanamaker, Williams, those guys are terrible. So even if Hayward's failing to meet his ceiling, he's still much better than those guys. But, Maz, yeah, you guys enjoyed that. Are you ready to admit that Brown and Tatum are better than Embiid and Simmons?
Right now? Yeah. Long term.
Oh, there it is. Oh, Luke, you did it.
Wow.
You did it. Wow, it's not easy.
First of all, Simmons is hurt and Embiid's a dog. But does that mean I think that they're going to be better than those two long term? I don't know yet.
Oh, Baz.
It kind of is what it is.
Oh,
Simmons isn't going to learn to shoot. Embiid's always going to be a dog. Somebody, a coach in that town once said availability is the best ability, something like that. And Brown and Tatum are always available. And they're pretty good. I honestly think they might be the best young duo in basketball, period. But they're certainly better than Philly.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Luke. Let's put the other duos to the side and just focus on the Philly thing, Maz. It's over. Just wave the white flag. It's over.
It's not over yet. You're way too early on that. It's not over yet. So, now again, right now, I'd take Tatum and Brown. Long term, I'm still not totally convinced.
Simmons is made out of glass. Embiid kind of is too, but he's a dog. Wave the white flag. You have to wave it.
No, I'm not waving the. I'm not waving the white flag. I'm not waving it.
Boy. The thing about Hayward, though, it's like, I'm just trying to be consistent. I mean, we laughed at all the green teamers talking about the depth of the Celtics, the Bridgie Celtics. We laughed. You know, we told them over and over again, the bench doesn't matter.
playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now, by and large, we don't remember the last segment.
Felger and Mads.
I mean, I don't remember what I said last segment. I don't remember what I said 60 seconds ago.
Felger and Mads.
We don't remember who we are or what we said last week. Yeah, but Felger, I'm the highlight of your show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
10 seconds left. Teravainen gave it away out at center ice, but Marchand couldn't hold on to it. It's rimmed back of the net. Chara, back of the cage, will wrist it up left wing. Out to center ice. Marchand with it, and the horn is going to sound. The Boston Bruins are on to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. They come up victorious today, coming from behind and winning it 2-1 over the Carolina Hurricanes. And they dispose of Carolina for the second consecutive year. This time, it's in five games.
All right, that's how it sounded last night on 98.5, the Sports Hub. I didn't think it was a great game by the Bruins. I didn't think it was a great series by the Bruins. They played a hell of a third period in game four. There were flashes or stretches where they were better, but I like I said it before, I mean, if you Corsi or Fenwick, I don't know if there's some way to look at the, you know, if you looked at the, you know, every minute of every game and added them all up, I don't know if the Bruins were the better team over the balance of those minutes. I just think Carolina against you for some reason doesn't know how to win. They can't get out of their own way. They can control play, and then the Bruins will make one play. The Hurricanes will make one mistake, and that's the ball game. And that's what happened last night with that Bergeron goal from behind the goal line. Smart, little crafty play by Bergeron, but I'm sorry, Mazarek, you cannot allow a goal in from behind the goal line with 3 seconds left. Get your pad down, and there's nothing to worry about. Like, it's over. And so Carolina just can't get out of their own way. So, like, the Bruins have to be better if they want to beat Tampa. That's for sure. But I will give them credit for this, and that is they just rubbed out a team in five games. And I think Carolina's a pretty good team. They don't know how to beat you for some reason. But I think they're a pretty good team that beats everybody else. I mean, heck, they went to the conference final last year and rolled in their other playoff games this year, swept the Rangers. And you beat them in five despite losing your number one Vezina finalist goalie and your top scorer. And that's pretty good. I don't know if people give the Bruins enough credit for that, that they faced a little bit of adversity in that thing. And they're 3-0 without Rask. And they're 3-0 without Rask, Maz. And I don't even think Halak has been that good. I thought he was good last night. I thought he was very good last night. But the first game, I thought he was lucky. And, you know, he was okay the first game, but really got lucky. The second game, he was hot garbage.
Yeah, they won in spite of him in that game.
And then last night, I thought he was pretty good. But they're 3-0 without Rask and without Pastrnak for the balance of that.
So I always have a hard time, you know, and I understand pucks hit posts and crossbars. How many, in the last two games, how many crossbars and posts did Carolina hit? Four?
Yeah, was it Aho last night?
I mean, again, and so I know that that isn't Halak's fault, but I still don't think he's playing great. He was better last night, no two ways about it, but I still don't. Boy, it's just so different with Rask when Rask is playing well because he's so in control and Halak can be all over the place a little bit. And, you know, I know Tim Thomas played that way and won a cup that way. But I still think he needs to be better. I don't think he's playing well enough for them to be able to make a legit run at it.
Halak needs to be better. Absolutely. Back to your phone. Scott's in Weymouth. Hi, Scott. You're up next with Felger and Maz. I'm jammed there. Billy, if you could hit up Scott on line three for me, I'd appreciate it. Hi, Scott.
What's up, gentlemen? Good afternoon. Two quick takes on the Bruins, and thank you for the time, Michael. I don't like Marchand. Let me get this out of the way quick. Well, I'll be in and out in 30 seconds. I don't like him. I never did, and I never will. Why? Because I'll never forget how dirty he used to play. He's cleaned up in the past year or two, but I'll never forget the slew footing and ending guys' careers. F him. Get lost, Brad. Bruins are winning in the Cup this year, 100%. This is my problem, Michael Felger. I think they beat Carolina too quick. They're a little too green and wet behind the ears to have a seven-day layoff. I'm worried about it. And in closing...
Green and wet behind the ears?
Yeah, they're young. Are you kidding me?
They're old.
They're kids.
I'm just going to stop you right there. I'm just trying to think, okay, Bjork hasn't been through this. Who else hasn't been through it?
Studnicka, maybe.
Studnicka hasn't been through it. Thank you. Is there another one?
Not that I can think of off the
not
Lozon,
that, not that
if you
matters,
count him.
Yeah.
Like, it's
no,
wrong.
No, no,
it's wrong.
Lozon was on the team last year.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah. He was up here last year.
All right.
Absolutely.
I don't remember him in the postseason, but I'll take your word
so
for it.
I can't remember exactly what he did in the postseason, but he was here. He was, you know, at least back and forth last year. No, it's just, yeah, no, this is their strength. Their strength is that they've all been here and done this. And now they've not done the bubble thing where they got 4 or 5 days off in this fricata bubble in Toronto where, again, someone correct me if I'm wrong, one of the hockey people, like, from what I understand, there's not even a golf course or, like, you know, in Orlando, the NBA players have fishing and golf and they have things like this. As I was reading about the NHL, all they have is an empty football stadium, soccer stadium next to them, and someplace to go play pickleball. Again, pickleball, which is like sawed-off tennis or something.
Yeah, I'll tell you, any of the photos you ever see from the Bruins Instagram account of the players, it's just like them on a rooftop lounge at the hotel they're staying at. They're not doing anything.
Chilling.
And so, like, that's that, but that's not, that's new for everybody. And, oh, by the way, the Lightning have the exact same break. The Lightning closed out right before you yesterday. So there's no advantage or disadvantage there. You're all in the same boat. Tom and Quincy wants to weigh in on the Patriots quarterback situation. He's up next. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, real quick, what the hell they do with Soucy? I never expected like a doomsday scenario with him. But listen, I was initially annoyed when they brought up this platoon thing with the quarterbacks. But after a couple minutes of looking back at it, I remembered what year we're in. And this is just kind of the way things have gone in sports this year. In most years, I'd be, like, disgusted in the fact that they would have to take a few days during the regular season to find out who the hell a quarterback is. But there's no training. There's no preseason. You don't know how these guys are going to really play in real game situations. So be it. I will say if Hoyer is the one that comes out on top of this after a couple of games, I'm going to shoot myself.
Oh, I love
and,
it.
And the Sox really might not even win 20 games. Just sneaking that in there.
Thank you, Tom. The Maz, I know you're talking from the perspective of what's best for the football team. Just give me 30 seconds on what's best for the talk show. Two quarterbacks and Belichick now, like a whole nother layer of second guessing, and two quarterbacks to rip versus one quarterback. And then how the coach manages on top of him, and then you can really throw McDaniels in it too. It's like, you wanted to do this with Tebow, you freaking clown. Now we're doing it with Cam, like the cornucopia of like take Armageddon. It's amazing.
Why stop at two quarterbacks?
Right.
How about three?
Keep Hoyer. You got three.
Yeah.
And
how
look,
about three? Because Bill's smarter than everybody else, so you might as well use three.
Yeah, like for take's sake, it's great.
Well, so, and this to me is the part of it that, again, I said it would be just like Bill, just like him, to say, oh, Brady left, huh? Everyone thinks we suck, huh? How are we going to replace him? I'm not. I'm going to do a platoon of quarterback. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to win anyway to make it all look like a bunch of a-holes, including the guy in Tampa wearing number 12. How about that? Like, I could totally see that, in which case that could become a great story either way. So one of which, you know, one angle, obviously, the one that I like, is that he falls on his face and they suck and all three quarterbacks blow. That would be good. Or how about this one? What if he actually makes it work?
Mm-hmm.
What if that happens? And we sit here and go, holy crap. Like, nobody ever thought that this could work, ever. Because if you have three quarterbacks or two, you don't have any. as we all know. So, and then what if Bill could actually pull it off and they went like 11-5 or 12-4?
This is what I'm saying. Let's not look a gift horse in the mouth, Mass.
No, for the show or for the show would be great. But I don't think it'll ever work.
Well, here's Murray's update. We come back. The Bruins coming off the ice last night. Did it show you something? It showed the NBC crew something. Again, I think I'm not sure it's gone down yet for Keith Jones. But I'm kind of with him on this. The Bruins coming off the ice last night. Did it tell you all you need to know about this squad? That's after Murray's update. Don't go in.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You can listen to Felger and Mass on your phone with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Frankly, it's what we deserve. We're a nation of idiots.
Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
David Pastrnak back in the lineup for the Boston Bruins is bad news for everybody else in the league still playing right now, Jonesy, but also bad news is the way this Bruins team looks to be responding with one another, their chemistry, their juju, if you will. Like, what are you noticing from them?
They're a scary good hockey team, and they like one another, and they're also extremely respectful to the opposition. You watch the handshake at the end of this series against Carolina. There's Rod Brind'Amour, the head coach, and you watch Zdeno Chara have this conversation with Rod Brind'Amour. Absolute respect from the captain of the Boston Bruins against an opponent that gave them a difficult challenge. Then this is what I love. These guys absolutely love each other, led by Bergeron and led by Chara. You can't help but cheer for these guys. It's a great team atmosphere there in Boston with great leadership.
And speaking of leadership, like, you know exactly who the leaders on this team. They're usually the first guys on the ice and the last guys off the ice. And there's a message being sent to the young guys when Patrice Bergeron's sitting there, Zdeno Chara giving the fist bumps to Coach Cassidy. They're all in, and they want to be there, and it's clearly evident in their body language watching them congratulate their teammates after that tough series.
Can Jaro Halak lead them to a championship?
Looked good today, didn't he? Great saves, some timely saves, too, when Carolina was up 1-0.
It's Jones and Anson Carter there on the NBC Sports Network. They're all in, and they want to be there. They're all in, and they want to be there. It's like the biggest piece to the whole thing. Like, the teams that aren't all that into it don't want to be there. They're gone. And the players that aren't, they're gone. Rask is back making tee times. So the players that are there and want to be there are there. And that just that scene coming, maybe I'm making too much of it. Probably am. Make too much of everything. But I don't know. That means another 2 weeks at least away from their families, quarantined in Hotel X, where all they can do is play pickleball and hacky sack. And it's another 5 days before they're even going to play a game. And they're thrilled, hugging each other, like all of that. And that's just, I thought that was great to see. Especially Maz, that last little embrace. That last little embrace with Char and Bergeron. That was something there. You know, I just think it was genuine. There were no fans in the stands. They're not doing it for the crowd. I don't think they knew the cameras were rolling. This was like, full 10 minutes after the game, whatever it was. It was after the handshakes with the Hurricanes. It was after everyone had cleared off the ice. They were just coming off the ice. And it was just sort of a genuine little moment where you saw how they feel about each other. I think that's important. This year, more than ever, it's important. And so we played that before. There's a little reset on it.
I mean, hard to find two guys in any sport who are more connected than those two. Like, really, in terms of personality, everything. Like, two more professional, dignified players than those two guys? It's hard to find.
Okay, back to your phones. Pat and Marshfield. Sorry, go ahead, Pat. What do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, real quick, is Seattle coming in next year or the year after? I was listening to you earlier. You said next year. I thought it was the year after.
Yeah, it's 21-22.
Oh, so he can't be on the expansion draft. All right, never mind.
When's his contract up?
He'd be a free agent.
Yeah, he's got one year left.
I agree with the close knit team. Marchand, I agree with you, Mike. Those comments they're just nice to see. He made a similar comment going into the bubble about how, you know, what was going on in the world, about how lucky they were to be in the position they are and do what they do. He's saying all the right things, but I think he's backing it up on the ice this year too. What is 90% of Pasternak's goals been assisted by Marchand? He's playing better defensively this year. I think he's matured as a player. That other guy, I don't know what he was saying. I mean, I don't know. There used to be a punk like that on every team, but I mean, what can you do?
He hasn't licked anybody or hurt anybody. So when's the last time he licked and or hurt somebody? Been a while. So fine. I mean, I think he's got sort of like my beef with him now is I just think he's sort of this bitchy internet presence that you all are. Like, so he's just another internet bitch like the rest of you. Okay? So like that bugs. But just his comment about being there, I think hits it. It hits it. It's a sacrifice for him and all the families. Are you willing to make it? I mean, your husbands, these guys, have devoted their life to the game. And this is it. This is their chance for the crowning achievement. And so it comes at a time where sacrifices have to be made. Are you willing to make it? And is it worth making it? And I think for the guys that it's worth making, it's, I think it means something to them. And I think that's where the Bruins are. I think it sucks that it didn't mean enough to Tuukka Rask to make the same sacrifice. That sucks. Doesn't make him a bad person. Means he has different priorities. But it's too bad. He's a really talented guy, and he's been a great goalie. But I don't think he felt it was worth making the sacrifice.
Oh, he definitely didn't, or he'd be there. I mean, I think that, and look, with regard to Marchand, for all the grief I give him, the one thing I will say, and I said this to someone earlier today before we were on the air, he doesn't often no-show. You know what I mean? In other words, he might do something stupid, but it's never for the fact that he fails to be engaged in the game.
No, he cares.
He's always engaged in the game, sometimes to a fault, but he's always engaged.
Mike in Cranston on the Bruins and Rask. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? I was looking at what Rask would cost next year, and that $7 million. If you got him off the roster, you open up to get Taylor Hall, which would be a great addition. And if Pasternak turtles in the playoffs like he did last year, if you were to trade both of them, the Rangers are shopping that number one overall pick, which could be a huge benefit to the Bruins. So,
wait a minute. Rask and Pasternak for the first overall pick in this Lafreniere kid. I mean, I don't know why we're doing this.
It's supposed to be a generational talent.
Okay, but I just don't know why we're doing this when you just got out of the first round. Why don't you worry about game one of the Lightning before we start blowing up the roster for the first overall pick?
And you can have Taylor Hall, but that's another story.
Exactly. I'm not giving up Pasternak for Hall. I'm not giving up. Pasternak bugs me as much as the next guy.
By the way, can I just say quickly, because we haven't touched on this, how'd you think he looked yesterday?
No, not great.
He was all right. I mean, again, he's not right. Can we all agree? I don't remember him like having this great burst, or I never saw him like what I thought was fully, 100% skate hard.
No.
And I'm not blaming him for it. I'm just because he's not healthy. But there was no burst. He didn't attempt a slap shot, and a slap shot until the third period, I think it was. And even then, it was kind of a half-assed slap shot. It wasn't a full slapper like he would typically do. There were a lot of wrist shots. He's not healthy. This extra time off will help him.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think it was. I mean, obviously, he doesn't have a scoring touch. He should have had two goals. He had Mazarek dead to right there in the first period, and he kind of whiffed on it, and he totally whiffed on the breakaway. So hopefully that comes back, just with, knocking off the rust. But I don't think he's right either. But I don't know. That's another guy with something to prove. And he bugs me as next as the next guy, as I was going to say. But I'm not giving up on him. I'm not giving up on Pasternak yet. Chris and Raynham with the Patriots thought. Hi, Chris.
You two are the worst. You just bashed Brady for not giving in to the receivers last year. In the same sentence, you start to realize how bad that they could suck. N'Keal Harry is going to go down as the person who ended the Patriots dynasty. If they made the right, if they made the right pick with that selection, they everything would be different. When are you going to hold Bill accountable for that pick? They could have had A.J. Brown, countless other receivers. But nope, they went with N'Keal Harry. There's no excuse. What could he be injured from? They've been running. They've been running. They've barely been in pads. He's had extra time. They've barely had any offseason. What could he be injured from?
Okay. I mean, Chris, when am I going to do it? When I actually see it with my own eyes. I mean, is that fair? Can I watch N'Keal Harry go out there and fail or not get on the field? And then I'll call it a bust. But believe me. Well, it's Sosie's comments concern me. When Mr. Unicorns and Show Ponies and Sunshine, you know, tells me N'Keal Harry's not getting separation or he's quicker, but he's just not out of the breaks. I'm like, whoa, you know, like I'll see it and believe me, I will rip it. But I mean, talk about a hot take from Chris and Rainham. N'Keal Harry will go down as the player that brought down the dynasty.
I kind of like it.
Well, that is, so do I. That's a whopper.
So do I. Boy, it really, it's amazing how much he has turned. Oh, he used to kill us for ripping the Patriots all the time. Now we learn it's all about Brady.
Right?
It was all about, he's just a Brady Bobo, it's which
terrific.
Is okay. I mean, that's
yep,
fine.
Absolutely.
It's like you, Murray.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'll take that over the Patriot fan that, you know, whined to us for 20 years about being hard on Brady and is now ripping him down in Tampa for the exact same things we were ripping him for 20 years, or at least nine. Anyway, for the last nine, I think we buried Brady starting about 2010, so maybe a decade. We've been ripping him for a decade. Now the Patriot fan that's doing the same thing we have been doing for a decade, after crying about us for a decade, that's a guy I have no use for. At least Chris is, you know, he's being consistent there. Brandon in Boston wants to weigh in on the Celtics in our conversation from earlier. Brandon, go ahead. Billy, you pot him up on line seven there. I'm jammed. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my phone call. So I agree with you, Felger. Hayward was a no-show anyway. So if I could be real quick about these lineups real quick, and I'll tell you why great Grant Williams matters. This is what you could do. You could do Walker, Brown, Tatum, Tice, Robert Williams. And guess who's missing? Hayward. And guess what? Second lineup, you got Brad Wanamaker, you got Smart, you got Romeo, Grant Williams, Cantor. Guess who's out of that lineup? Hayward. And Grant Williams matters Romeo. Because he has good assists and he can defend. And listen, I've been seeing Grant Williams and Romeo produce.
Okay.
So listen, Maz, you got this whole – and guess who reminds me? Grant Williams reminds me of Glenn Davis. Because he makes those extra.
Hold on. That's a good thing.
I was going to say, you think he's fat or what?
You a big baby. That's not a good thing. How come every time someone mentions Grant Williams, you make a noise, Maz?
Because he's just not that good. You know. Now look, is there some? You know.
He is good defensively.
Yeah. Is there some likability factor to him? Does he play hard? And sure. Yeah. If he's getting any type of significant minutes, the game's a blowout one way or the other. Okay, one way or the other. You're either up so much that it doesn't matter, so you put him in, or you're down so much that you're taking all the good players off the floor. Like, that's really what it is. If Grant, look, I don't know what the guy's going to be long term. He might be a half-decent role player, an eighth or ninth man. It'll never be more than that. Never.
Joe and Easton with a thought on the Celtics and the Bruins. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys? So Grant Williams, that last caller, that really bugged me. that's disgusting. I agree with you, Maz, totally. And I think Jaylen Brown and Mr. Tatum are just as good as your Chara and Bergeron combo. And then you throwing Kemba Walker. You know you love it. You know you love it. Throwing Kemba Walker behind that, then you're throwing pasta. It's like the same thing.
It's just a bad
recipe for success.
They've ultimately underachieved, but at least the Bruins and that core have won a title. And the upside for Tatum and Brown is awesome, but they haven't achieved anything yet.
Brown are better than Bergeron and Chara, but it just doesn't work that way in the NBA. It's hard to win as a young players, and they're still young. We don't know. Bergeron and Chara have had great careers, and they're at the tail end, one more than the other, and this might be their last kick at the can, and they're sort of – Bergeron's more – they both contribute on the ice, but there's an inspirational thing. There's a leadership thing there. It's just a bad comparison. Bad comparison. But Brown and Tatum, are better than those. Brown and Tatum might be the best young duo in the league, Maz. I just don't know if it's their time to win yet. I mean, that's the only thing I could say about them. I don't think the Hayward thing's going to stand in the way. That's it. If you're asking me, it's the youth of Brown and Tatum, and it just not quite being their time, which is sort of the way it works in the NBA,
of
right?
Of course, like, yes, sort that's of, right. That's really the question.
You mature, and then it's sort of your time. And that's the way it works for most of these guys. You know, it's still LeBron's time, or it's Kawhi's time, or if it's anyone's time, it's going to be Giannis's time, or Westbrook and Harden. Like all those players are just ahead of them in terms of experience and where they are in the league. And hopefully it'll come for those guys. You think it will. It probably will. But that's what holds them back. They're just not quite there yet. Hayward's not going to hold him back, my opinion. I know you disagree.
Well, look, it takes a little while for young duos. And I'll tell you, we've had this discussion before, best young duos under the age of 25 in the NBA. I would tell you that it's early, but keep an eye on Dallas. Okay? Keep an eye on Dallas. They're giving the Clippers fits right now.
Maz, you've had like 8 different young duos ahead of the Celtics.
I've had a few.
You had Phoenix. You had Phoenix ahead of them. You had Dallas ahead of them.
Phoenix went unbeaten in the bubble.
You had Philly in where
and
they
what'd that get them?
Oh, I'm just telling you, Phoenix is on the come.
Okay, you had Philly ahead of them. Who else did he have ahead of him?
Maybe Dallas.
Dallas, he definitely did with Doncic and Porzingis.
Mm-hmm.
Did we have Utah on there?
They were in the discussion. I don't know if I had them ahead or not.
What about Denver?
Denver's another one that's in the discussion, although I'd take Tatum and Brown.
Okay, Denver's who I meant. So both of them. Who else? He definitely had another couple ahead of the Celtics.
Just keep an eye on Dallas because okay. Porzingis is finding his way back.
Green Teamers, folks, you may have noticed by this point, when you talk hoops with Maz, you must come with a crowbar because that's what it takes to get him to move. The final word comes your way next.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the final word
snacking,
brought to you.
Murray?
I, too, was snacking like Maz, yes.
Yep.
Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, only one place to go. Town Fair Tire, the best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
It's still being summertime means we'll occasionally dip back into the archives and play a Mad Mike or Squeaky Maz from the past here in the final word, and we'll do just that. Let's hear from Squeaky Maz on killing baseball right before the baseball reporters tonight.
Jack McDowell saying that they had a camera and a Gatorade sign in center field.
Yep.
And that Tony La Russa put it there.
Yep. These guys are all dirtbags. I've lost so much faith, and it's not just the cheating thing. They're destroying the game. They're ruining it. They're going to kill it.
So when you say they, what do you mean they?
I mean the commissioner, the owners, the GMs. There's no accountability, none. Kill it. Kill it. I think you're all a bunch of dirtbags.
So what do you mean kill it?
I hope they kill the sport. Killing the baseball with dirt bags. Killing the baseball with dirt bags. Killing the baseball with dirt bags. I am now rooting for them to F themselves over. They're all a bunch of arrogant a-holes. Scumbag, dirtbag a-holes. They want to cheat, they don't want to be called on it. They want to make their money and they don't want to play hard. They couldn't give two craps about the consumer or the spectator. Talk about pulling your pants down and farting in the face of the public. So you know what? I hope you kill your effing sport. I hope you kill it. Crawl under some rock somewhere and I'll never have to see you again. Fine, don't change. I hope you die. You all suck. All of you. Go to hell.
Strong take. Strong take. That if that doesn't get you in the mood for the baseball reporters, I don't know what does.
Well, exactly. You know, it's a love-hate I have with the game. What can I tell you?
What's coming up, Maz?
So, obviously, I wasn't here last night, and we had programming on anyway, but Chaim Bloom held a Zoom teleconference with members of the media in which he addressed an array of topics concerning the Red Sox. This goes hand in hand with the Ken Rosenthal report that the Red Sox, if they are ever inclined to trade Xander Bogaerts, will have to do so within the next couple of weeks. So that's where we're going to start. I want to go over. I listened to the entirety of Bloom's presser. There was a bunch of stuff in there I want to hit on, but we'll start with Bogaerts and Devers.
Excellent. No commercials, just an update for Murray, and then you get Maz on baseball and the baseball reporters. We're back at it tomorrow at 2 for an agenda free Friday. We'll talk to you guys then.
All right.
See you.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.